We got to get to the path, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to directed energy. What is that?
This seems to be one of the most confiscated topics in literature. It comes about in military literature mostly. It's a very broad topic, directed energy. So, this includes such a wide range of applications. Let's say lithotripters. These pressure waves, sound waves for people who have kidney stones pass right through the body but can pulverize a rock in your kidneys. So that's directed energy. Your microwave oven, it cooks food. Most people don't know how. It operates at 2.45 gigahertz, which is the absorption peak of the H2O, or water molecule. And it creates translational motion, which is equivalent to temperature. There are a whole bunch of other examples. The Gamma Knife at Stanford University, it's non-invasive surgery. So let's say you have a brain tumor. You have to cut through a lot of brain tissue, which you destroy in order to get to the tumor. But by focusing X-rays from every direction around the head, the X-rays fairly harmlessly pass through most of the other tissue until they focus on the spot of the tumor and destroy those cells. Again, that's a medical use of directed energy.
I see.
There are more complicated methods, such as ion cyclotronic resonance heating, which in layman's terms would be like a surfer catching an energy wave to cause kinetic energy or heat or motion. And even though the energy is sent through everything, if only the objects which resonate at those wavelengths will absorb the energy. Here's an example. I did humpback whale research in Alaska many years back, and we wanted to take a look at the glacier and see it close up. So we left our big boat behind, and we took out the small dinghy. And the captain, as he's telling us the story of how last week a major cruise ship was toppled due to the waves created from the calving of the side of the glacier. And right after he said that, we're watching little pieces fall off. As far as the eye could see, it calved off, fell into the ocean. The captain says, prepare to swim. It's way below freezing temperature. You probably will die, but aim for that peak over there. But to our surprise, within a few seconds, we couldn't even see the edge of land, nothing. We just bobbed up and down, 40 feet swells. We did not capsize. Had we been in a larger ship because of the wavelength, it would have toppled. Another example are earthquakes. It's a phenomenon that during earthquakes, only buildings of, between 5 and 14 stories topple. And that's because that's the resonance frequency of the earth shaking. It passes through all other objects. It shakes a building. It does some damage. But in order for it to, for a building to gain enough swinging motion, it has to be at the resonance frequency of the Earth movement.
Sounds like Tesla technology, doesn't it?
Oh, there's some relation. Tesla technology is sort of a misnomer. I mean, they talk about it as speed of light technology. And it is. I don't know if Tesla really deserves credit for it necessarily. There were a lot of scientists and a lot of developments that went into it. But, yes, we do have death rays, so to speak. This concept of directed energy has been a fascination with our military. I mean, think about it. What do we have after nukes? Biological warfare, viral warfare. What is the next great weapon?
Yeah, It's got to be this, directed energy.
It is directed energy. But it goes by a lot of different names. Obviously, the cover-up of something that's being kept more secret than the Manhattan Project has a very active disinformation force out in literature, out on the Internet.
How so?
You can see, if you understand how these weapons work, you can see how the patterns of errors that are being purposely put out on the Internet to what Information Warfare Unit calls chasing the white rabbit. And they, in their literature, they talk about the war strategy of leading the enemy down fruitless paths and searches of information as far as they can go. And that's called chasing the white rabbit. And in a recently, Bush announced that he's increasing that force. It's called domestic strategic deception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the past, various units have been caught doing it, such as INSCOM was caught promoting UFOlogy. These are often typical myths that the DOD will create. They call them cover stories, you know, Area 51. Now, why are they creating these myths? What are they hiding? What is the purpose?
Well, do you think they're the ones that are sending out this misinformation?
Oh, absolutely. That's how you
aliens are at Area 51. Huge triangular-shaped objects are floating around.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of my favorites is the Philadelphia experiment, and they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
It was this ship they were conducting an experiment on, and it disappeared in space and time, and no one.
The Eldridge.
Yeah. Well, in reality, there's always a hint of truth behind the disinformation. And in reality, they were conducting cloaking tests.
Real cloaking tests.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, not from visual perception, just from radar. So it did, in fact, disappear from radar.
Right.
And that's all that happened. But in order so the public and other countries, I imagine, don't investigate further or try to replicate the technology, they usually create a cover story or disinformation around the topic. And this is actually a very good technique. If you're interested in finding the truth, find out what it is that's being confused on purpose, what went black. Follow those leads, and you'll be able to piece it together.